And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
It is Radiothon Day, July 17th. The jackpot for tonight's Mega Millions lottery is up to $375 million. That windfall would represent the 10th highest Mega Millions payout of all time, matching the 25th highest total of all American lotteries, including Powerball. The odds of hitting all six Mega Millions numbers is one in slightly more than 300 million. Let's just assume you're going to win that, which means you can donate a ton of money to Variety KC today.
I was going to say, you could make the biggest donation ever. It'd be great. We would love you.
Also, if you donate prior to buying a ticket, I assume that means good karma.
Yes. GiveToKidsKC.org. Go ahead and just make that donation now.
And then when you just need to catch up and sell your house, well, I mean, that's okay because it's for good stuff. Good choice.
Right. Royals catcher Salvador Perez. Salvi going to start his fifth consecutive All-Star game tonight in D.C. Perez will bat ninth for the American League team. He's replacing a Rays catcher who's out after suffering a hamstring injury. The most popular meteor shower of the year is making its debut. The Perseid meteor shower begins today. Scientists say Earth will pass through the path of Comet Swift-Tuttle from July 17th to August 24th, with the shower's peak set to happen August 12th. But viewers can still catch meteor action before or after the peak time. The meteor shower can be seen best from the northern hemisphere and down to the mid-southern latitudes. And half of U.S. adults say they've recently tried to shed some pounds. They did this most often through exercise, cutting calories, and eating their fruits and veggies. This is all according to a new government survey that tracked Americans' weight loss attempts. Overall, 49% said they tried to lose weight in the past year, including two-thirds of those who were obese. You and I both did diet plans recently. You still taking your supplements.
Right.
I did Max Life, which is in Overland Park. I lost 20 pounds in 30 days. No joke. For real. Fastest I've ever lost weight. It was great.
And I am down 20 pounds likewise.
Look at you. What's your 10 items or less for Tuesday? It's Radiothon Day on the show. 10 items or less brought to you by the City of Gladstone. The 2018 Fun in the Sun Kids Fest at Linden Square is the ultimate kids festival with no entrance fee. Saturday, July 28th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more information, visit their website, lindensquare.info.
Traffic and weather together coming up. And then about 6:20, we're going to get today's Radiothon really started with what it's all about.
Let's get it started in here.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Welcome to this year's edition of the Variety Radiothon. It's Jen and Truda, the show here.
I just found out about one of the surprises that's happening later today. That's flipping huge. Good night. And I don't want to spoil it because it involves a surprise for somebody in particular. So I'm not going to... you have to listen all day, is all I'm saying.
Today is a day full of surprises. It's fantastic.
Yes.
So, you know, this is year three that we've done this now, Jen, and we have raised money for Variety Kids, and people are like, well, what does that mean? If you haven't been here before, what does that mean? We're going to hear all throughout the day today, we're going to intertwine stories about kids told by their parents. This is something new this year that we've done. We've brought some parents in, had them tell their child's story about what is it like to... live, for example, with cystic fibrosis, spinal bifida, with just different these different diseases. What does it mean for the families that they can't go out and just do normal things like a normal family might? It's going to the grocery store is such a huge undertaking for a lot of these families. And then even more incredible is how do they pay for a lot of this stuff?
Yes.
Because, the wheelchairs that we'll see today.
Right.
The adaptive vans that get the kids here. How do they pay for that? And that's where Variety comes in, and that's where your money helps out.
And you may have seen the Variety KC logo different places, like the Kansas City Zoo opened up a new inclusive playground.
Yes,
I walked past it the other day. So cool. These kids have playgrounds where they can just go and be with their friends, adaptive bicycles so they can go out and ride bikes with their friends, just be normal.
And we're going to have to corner Deb in just a little bit here, because not only the zoo, and they're doing this in inclusive playgrounds all across Kansas City, but also... she's got news about the airport and the new KCI and what that's going to look like and what's going to be in there. And I'm telling you that she is, they're taking over the world, which is fantastic, which is great. So in just a little bit here, we're going to start with some of the stories about some of the kids. But as we get started this morning, of course, the show and the day is going to look a little bit different today as each hour until 6 p.m. We're going to be talking to you about Variety and asking you to make a donation. And you can do so on the website. It works on mobile or computer. It's mobile optimized, so it's very easy. You can give in monthly donations, monthly installments, or a one-time donation. and it's givetokidskc.org.
Think how easy it'd be to just do $5 a month. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I stop at Starbucks a couple of times, and I'm easily throwing down $5 there.
That's right.
$5 a month helps Kansas City area kids. The money is staying right here in the Kansas City area to help our kids. GiveToKidsKC.org. Of course, we've got it up on our Facebook page and Twitter and all those things if you want to find it that way.
Yeah, it just gets taken out of your account. You don't even think about it twice.
Yep.
Boom, it's done. And then there you go. So we love the fact that the people would give monthly and to do that stuff. All right. So, and here's the other big deal, Jen. As we get started this morning, people say, man, you know, it's really tough to start from zero. Last year, we raised about $55,000. So we want to beat that. But here, let me tell you about this. An anonymous board member has stepped up with a matching $25,000 donation. So
night.
I'm telling you right now, right off the top, for everybody who gives, $25,000 of that is going to be matched.
That is
so
huge.
Literally anything that you guys can give right now as you're sitting here listening to us, if you can just open up your phone and give to kidskc.org, anything and everything up to $25,000 is going to get matched. That's going to be double for us today, right off the top already. That is going to be huge.
Helping kids get those inclusive playgrounds, adaptive bicycles, wheelchairs, important stuff.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We are asking for donations today for the Variety Kids Radiothon, the third annual Radiothon that we've done here in KC1021.
50,000 is the goal today. That is the target. If you could help us hit 50,000, that'd be awesome. Give to kidskc.org.
So this year, three years in now, we have met so many bright, smiling young faces, Jen, kids and families.
That's the best part of the day, is as they start to roll in and you hear their stories and you get to hang out with the kids.
Oh, absolutely. And in the buildup and in the other stuff that the Variety does and has the kids, you know, hanging around, and they love coming around the radio station here, and Olivia and Delaney and just all the different kids who are superstars in our eyes now.
Yeah.
You know, they're the celebrities back to us. And we decided today to kind of take a deeper look into some of their stories and really help you guys get some context about what Variety is all about. And so first off this morning, we want to share Anna's story as told by her mom, Sarah.
Anna is a triplet. She is the happiest one. She's always smiling. She's almost never upset. She has the biggest smile. She will light up the room everywhere she goes. She will make friends with anyone. She doesn't know a stranger if, you know, she met one, you know. She is the strongest girl I've ever known. Like I said, she's a triplet. They were born 11 weeks early. Her and her identical sister, Ava, they both had a lack of oxygen when they were born, so they had some brain damage. That brain damage caused Anna to have cerebral palsy. That just affects her muscles, and so she is unable to walk, and it also affects her speech at times, so she really just says one-word sentences. She's kind of saying two-word sentences more recently. Otherwise, you know, she's really just a typical 9-year-old, but her body is broken, you know. She likes to play with dolls, and we play with tea sets and color. We ride a bike. She wants to go to the pool. She wants to have friends at school. Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Play with your sister and your brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. She loves to go places. She almost asks me every day if we can go somewhere. And I almost feel bad when we can't go somewhere. And I want to be one of those families who, let's go on a walk around the neighborhood. But if I can't take her and my other children, you know, out, then I feel terrible, because not only for Anna, but for my other children, that they're missing out on just like a normal childhood. Because everyone should get to go on a walk when they're kids, you know? Hopefully, in the future, she will be able to walk on her own. I'm hoping that she can be her own person, you know? And I just want her to be happy, that's all. As long as she's happy and You know, she feels like she is included. Then that's all I can ask for. Variety is really good about helping you with equipment or like bikes or, you know, toys that help children like Anna feel a part of the group, feel normal, because Anna really just wants to be a normal 9-year-old girl. She just wants to ride a bike like everyone else or play with a toy just like everyone else. You can go out and get a bike for, you know, $80 at Walmart for your 9-year-old child, but I can't go out and get a bike for Anna because it's $2,000 and up just to fit her needs, because she can't sit up without support and she can't keep her feet on the pedals without support. There's a lot of things that go into that, so there's a lot of things that would cost so much money to go onto that that you just can't get in a store. So Variety is really good at helping you, you know, raise money to get something that she could, you know, they could just make her feel like she's just a regular kid.
Anna's story is told by her mom, Sarah, and what a way to put into context what Variety means to the average family.
As the mom of a 9-year-old.
And I didn't mean to make you cry so early in the morning,
Shaylee,
already. How about that?
Go ahead and mark it. I cried 45 minutes in, which I think is a record for the radiothon. I love Anna. She was such a, man, she was smiling nonstop when she was in here talking to us earlier. GiveToKidsKC.org. Make sure she's got that bike so she can hang out with her friends. Build the inclusive playgrounds. It's Kansas City area kids. We're helping.
Yeah, it all stays right here. And for other kids like Anna, too, because you know what? There's always going to be another Anna. And there's always going to be another family who faces the issue like this, that it's so expensive. And that's what Variety does. So, Sarah, thank you for sharing Anna's story this morning. GiveToKidsKC.org.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It is Radiothon Day, July 17th. President Trump is under fire from Republicans and Democrats in Congress after he seemed to side with Russian President Vladimir Putin over U.S. intelligence agencies. South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham tweeted that Trump missed an opportunity to hold Russia accountable for meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner said there's no doubt that Russia massively intervened in the presidential election. Amazon says most of its Prime Day customers should be able to shop around successfully after a glitch hit its website yesterday. Did you try this, Truda? Were you looking for the deals?
No, because I had no money to buy anything, so what am I going to look for?
I asked the wrong person. Some shoppers reported seeing an error page. Anybody? Anybody have money? Look for the deals.
You're paying me now?
A lot of shoppers reported seeing an error page on Amazon's homepage, and others couldn't get past the Shop All Deals page. Despite the setback, the online retail giant noted that in the first hour of Prime Day in the U.S., customers ordered more items compared to the first hour last year. Now, the Prime Day shopping event began at 3 o'clock Eastern time and yesterday. It's going to last 36 hours, so you still have time. Prime members are eligible for more than 1 million deals.
Hey, we need to ask Deb on the Smile Amazon deal. Is Variety up there?
We should ask her. Let's go get Deb. Somebody find Deb.
I will find her.
Memorabilia from the New Jersey-based TV show The Sopranos is up for auction all month. Hey, something else we can't afford. Steiner Auctions says it's selling items on consignment from the collections of several big fans. Included in the auction is a fat suit, a signed confidential script, an original season one poster, and an 18-karat gold watch given to the cast by series star James Gandolfini. The watch is inscribed with the name of the show and a message that says, "Thank you, JG."
Shaylee, will you grab Deb that mic right there? We want to know, for Amazon Day, is Variety on the Smile?
Yes,
the
we are.
Smile?
Yep,
nice.
Variety of Greater Kansas City.
Oh, perfect. That's great. Everybody should do that.
Yeah, we've got one more day of that, right?
Yeah.
Please do that.
And the boxer nicknamed Money is the world's highest paid entertainer. The annual Forbes Celebrity 100 list shows Floyd Mayweather pulled in $285 million from June of 2017 through last month. Oscar-winning actor and producer and entrepreneur George Clooney is second with earnings of $239 million. They could donate to our radiothon today.
Where are those guys?
We just want to hit $50,000. That's a drop in the bucket for you guys. That's your 10 items or less for Tuesday on The Show.
All right, coming up here, we'll do traffic and weather together. We've got a full house of great variety kids in studio today. We're going to meet some of them. We'll talk Variety Radiothon coming up at 7:03.
GiveToKidsKC.org.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Radiothon day here in the studios of KC1021 in the mothership today.
Inclusive playgrounds and ball fields, communication devices, things like wheelchairs and adaptive bicycles. That's what we're helping get for Kansas City area kids today with this radiothon.
That's right. And we've got a studio full of them right now. Woo! As Parker and his family here. And our buddy Ricky is in the studio. Ricky, it's good to see you.
It's good to be here.
You at the University of Kansas, by the way, great choice in college. So give a shout out to the Jayhawks.
Make sure, let me give you this advice quickly. Actually, go to class. I would highly recommend that. That was an issue for me when I attended the University of Kansas. So actually, just go to class and start with that.
I do my best.
Yeah. Seems a little more motivated than either of us, Jen.
Yes, yeah.
Ricky's got his grand designs on a good communications degree there. Ricky, can you tell us about your involvement in Variety and share a little bit of your story with us?
I started getting helped by Variety when I was about 2 years old. Ever since then, they've helped me get walkers, wheelchairs, a van. I mean, like any type of equipment that I needed.
Yeah.
They've always been in there. They've always been there to help me out.
And you're 20 years old now, you said?
22.
22. Wow. So yeah. 20 years and you've been involved with Variety.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Over now.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
And so now you're able to kind of go out and spread the word and talk to people about this great organization, which is fantastic.
Yeah, anytime I get the chance to help out Variety, I mean, like, it's still, like, nothing compared to what they've done for, like, me and my family. But, like, anything I could do for them, like, I'm willing to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I love Variety.
Yeah. Is this your mom here?
Yeah, my mom. Gloria.
Mom, this something that, like, does insurance even, is the tip of the iceberg cover any of these things that we're talking about?
Maybe the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's it. But primarily Variety.
Right.
Covered in the chair that he's sitting in, which Variety has provided multiple funding for multiple chairs. The chair he's sitting in now is a $45,000 chair.
Wow.
The one he had before was more. They range anywhere from like 20 to 45. I can't tell you how many chairs Ricky's had now, power chairs for mobility, but Variety has been there for each and every single one. And not only just his chairs, but I mean, before I can reach out and call Deb, she's literally reaching out and calling me. And, but not just the chairs, but the vehicle we drive, they also provided funding for the lift. I mean, it's just not your typical, charity, that is a, like a one and done, or, I mean, and it's not just providing the funding for the chairs, but it's the life that they give to the family, the sense of belonging in the community, and also the opportunity for the community to come together and be just that, a community.
Yeah.
And my kids who do not have a developmental disability are able to give back to their community as well by providing community service and helping others. So it's not, you know, it is about, you know, the equipment and the things they provide to give these children better lives and better quality of lives, but it's the hope, the love, the belonging, and the family. I mean, Deb is like family to me.
Yeah, well, exactly.
And very much so. It's priceless, really.
I think that's what makes Variety different than other organizations and other charities. You're in a family now. She has welcomed you in, and it's not just the practical items that you're getting. It's the hugs from Deb. What's better than a hug from Deb? This is who you're helping, Kansas City. GiveToKidsKC.org. Help us hit the $50,000 goal today.
We're going to do it. We've got a great matching donation right now. So everything that we get, up to $25,000, is going to help match. We've got some great stuff to come. We've got some corporate donations and people out there and businesses that are giving and encouraging their employees to give. And so we love to see that too.
And holy cow, make sure you're checking our Facebook Live videos and listening all day, because we have some surprises coming throughout the day that are incredible. I'm so excited.
Yes. And throughout the day too, we're going to be hearing about different stories from our Variety kids and our Variety families. Later on this hour, we're going to hear Sophia's story, and her mom is going to tell us about Sophia and all of the great things a Variety has done for that family too.
And if money's an issue, I get it. Maybe you can't donate today. If you could share our post, we've got this up on the KC102 on Facebook page and Twitter at KC102 Radio. Just share. Help spread the word so other people can give.
724 on an off note. You can become an instant finalist for Taylor Swift here and there in Dallas. We'll do that before the hour's end. It is 725 now in Kansas City. GiveToKidsKC.org as the radiothon continues.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's a great day on Tuesday, the 17th of July, as the radiothon 2018 continues. Rolls on here from the mothership at KC1021. Good morning.
Make sure if you haven't liked KC1021 on Facebook yet, do that because we're posting a lot of these stories, sharing them. You can also get the link to donate, and it's just a great way to keep in touch with us today, especially as we start to do some Facebook Live videos with very big surprises throughout the day.
Yes. So Krispy Kreme Donuts is here to help feed all of our volunteers and families down in the conference room, which is great.
Thank you.
I want to give them a shout out and a big thank you. And once an hour, we've been doing this, Jen, where we kind of stopped down, and we've been able to talk this year to some of our Variety families and moms in depth about what it means to be part of the Variety family. Mm-hmm. And we have learned that it really is a big family of people that once you're in, you're in.
Yes.
Like, this is, that you are all in.
Everything from the hugs to Deb, who runs Variety, to the practical items that the kids actually need.
This is Sophia's story as told by her mom, Kathleen.
Hi, my name is Kathleen Morales. I have a daughter who is 7. She has autism. She's nonverbal. And for her, she has a lot of sensory issues. When she gets overstimulated, she tends to run. And that doesn't matter if it's into a parking lot, into a street. It's a fight or flight, and she is a flighter. So for us, going out in the community is very overwhelming to her. So we haven't been able to do that before Variety Kids came into our life. And now Variety has gifted her with a stroller. It was over $2,000. I mean, it was fantastic. So now we can take her out into the community. We can do things as a family. And one thing I don't think people understand is that when we're stuck in the house, you know, her dad works in law enforcement. He's gone 7 days a week. The kids have nowhere to go either. So they're in there with us. So now her siblings are included as well. So as a family, it betters my daughter's quality of life, and it has a ripple effect that she's happy, we're happy, and my kids are included. So it's a beautiful thing. We're really grateful for it. She will run into streets, into parking lots. She just, everything scares her, and it's just too much. And with the stroller, she has control of what she takes in. She has an iPad. She can look at it when she's getting overwhelmed, and, you know, she's safe with me, and I take her where she needs to go, and she trusts me. She loves that stroller. I call it her throne. And I am just, you know, just the girl that pushes her around. But she's grateful, truly grateful. For our family in general, I want to see my daughter go as far as she can. You know, you always want your kids to stretch their boundaries and really take it to the next level and to have confidence. And for us, we just want to be a typical family. We're not asking for anything, for anything extra, you know. And I think without this, it's a huge stepping stone. In that process, I don't think we would get there otherwise. So it's huge. And I feel like we could go as far as we want, you know, but we were stuck. We were stuck in our house. We were stuck trying to keep her safe. And now, you know, we all are enjoying her independence, and she's elated over it. Variety Kids, that they don't just help our family. I mean, kids across the metro are being affected by this, and their families' lives are being, changed. It's amazing. Between equipment and adaptive playgrounds, I mean, they're changing lives all across, you know, the metro. Families are grateful, and it's not just certain types of families that are affected by this. I mean, you know, like I said, we're a law enforcement family. It doesn't matter who you are. Everyone at least knows someone that's struggling in this area, and it's amazing to see what Variety Kids have done. And I know with those donations, it truly changes lives, and I really do mean that from the bottom of my heart. As, you know, someone that understands, it is amazing. To see her being happy and comfortable in the community and be eager to participate and to have friends and to go to these places that she could never, you know, kids take that for granted, families take that for granted, but for us, I mean, it's huge. Every milestone is a celebration for us, and it's been a blessing. This isn't anything that we feel victimized by. I'm so proud of her, and she is such a beautiful little girl, and she changes lives of everyone that she meets, so we're just grateful. Without Variety, we would still almost be prisoners in our home. She needs to learn to interact with other kids. Other kids need to learn to interact with her. And without that, that would never happen. She wouldn't get the inclusion that she needed to someday be a contributing member of society. That's the goal. You know, you want them to be independent, and she can't learn these things and learn to be responsible and learn how to walk in the grocery store and these things without the stroller that was gifted to us. I mean, it really has been life-changing. It's amazing.
Sophia's story is told by her mom, Kathleen. What an incredible story about mobility as freedom.
It's incredible.
As life.
The gifts that you're giving these kids, the gift of freedom, the gift of friendship and being able to hang out with their friends, easy to give. GiveToKidsKC.org is the link. We've got everything on our social media, the KC1021 Facebook page, Twitter. Find the links, share them, help spread the word today.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Radiothon Day, July 17th. The jackpot for tonight's Mega Millions lottery, up to $375 million.
Dang.
That windfall would represent the 10th highest Mega Millions payout of all time, matching the 25th highest total of all American lotteries, including Powerball. The odds of hitting all six Mega Millions numbers is one in slightly more than 300 million. So I'm saying there's a chance. And what I'm telling you is that it's safe for you to then go ahead and donate a huge amount of money to Variety KC today.
Sure, you'll make it all back.
Because you'll win it all tonight. Mm-hmm. So go to givetokidskc.org and make a huge donation right now. Royals catcher Salvador Perez, good old Salvi, going to start his fifth consecutive All-Star game tonight in D.C. Perez will bat ninth for the American League team. He's replacing a Rays catcher who's out after suffering a hamstring injury. The most popular meteor shower of the year is making its debut. The Perseid meteor shower begins today. Scientists say Earth will pass through the path of Comet Swift-Tuttle from July 17th to August 24th, with the shower's peak set to happen August 12th. But viewers can still catch meteor action before or after the peak time. The meteor shower can be seen best from the northern hemisphere and down to the mid-southern latitudes.
Is this going to be like the moon, the eclipse all over again?
I don't think it's going to be quite the mayhem where everyone's buying glasses and there's a shortage. And
do you remember what we were doing about a year ago? Do you have your glasses yet?
And the sadness of standing on my Overland Park deck and like nothing. Just it's clouded over completely and I saw nothing.
5 minutes before the dang thing happened and the clouds and storm rolls in and I'm going, well, there we go.
That's that.
That's my life.
And half of U.S. adults say they've recently tried to shed some pounds. They did this most often through exercise, cutting calories, and eating their fruits and veggies. This is according to a new government survey that tracked Americans' weight loss attempts. Overall, 49% said they tried to lose weight in the past year, including two-thirds of those who were obese. That's your 10 items or less for Tuesday on The Show.
Variety Radiothon Day continues. We'll talk more about that coming up. Traffic and weather together as well.
Celebrity visits. Some surprises.
She's black, flesh and bone.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
What a day, what a morning it has been already on the 17th of July, 8:23 in the morning. It is Jen and Truda and the Variety Kids Radiothon for today, as we already have people who have given some great donations to this point already.
Yeah, huge thank you to Rosie, $100, Linda, $100, and Austin, how about you?
$365. Wow, Austin, fantastic.
Thank you for all your donations at givetokidskc.org.
Man, you guys are heroes, because if you could just see the kids down there in that conference room right now, the smiling, happy faces, the families that are just lighting up about... And Variety, we talk about what a community and what a family it is and what, you know, Deb does in particular. I mean, she's like Santa Claus. She's the bright, shining star of this entire organization.
And you just see these families coming in. And this is our third year doing this radiothon. And so we're getting to see a lot of the families that we've seen over the years. And you see the connections that the families have. They've made friendships within each other. And now they've got this support system that comes not only from Variety, but from each other. That's so cool.
Early this morning, we announced that there's a matching $25,000 donation that's out there on the floor. So everything, you know, Austin and Lori and Rosie and Linda and everybody who's given so far, when you donate today, when you go to givetokidskc.org and you, whether you give $5 a month or you give $300 or whatever it is that you're able to do, right now, all of that is getting matched up to $25,000, which is great because our goal is over $55,000 that we want to get to today for Variety Kids, and that's amazing.
Oh, what a smart idea this is. This guy, Ricky Hernandez, is raising money for his birthday, and he's at $50 so far. Thank you.
Oh, so yeah. Facebook can help out with that. Deb said earlier, if you're doing Prime Day today, then they are on Prime. If you look for Variety Children's Charity of Kansas City, Greater Kansas City, and you can shop online and get all the cool stuff that you want to from Prime Day, but also make percentage of that go to Variety.
And then it'll be matched up to $25,000. Thank you to Renee for your $100 donation. Mike just donated $50. Thank you. Oh, that's so cool. Thank
awesome. You. Krispy Kreme is here. They've got breakfast for all of our kids and families down there, which is just great. So thank you. Thank you. We've got more people coming in the house today. This is really the tip of the iceberg. We'll be here till 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. as we do the 12-hour big marathon broadcast. And I'll tell you, the stuff that we have between now and then, celebrity stop-bys, special surprises.
Jamie Bloom, a former Royals pitcher, told me he's going to stop by about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Always
perfect.
Fun to talk to. Jennifer Bertrand is supposed to stop by as well this morning. And I cannot say, but there is a big celebrity coming this morning. I'm very excited. So keep your radio on. Listen all day. Make sure you're watching our Facebook Live videos. Give us a like on social media to keep up with everything happening during Radiothon.
On your computer or your cell phone, it's mobile. It's optimized for mobile. GiveToKidsKC.org is the website today that we are asking once again. And it can start as little as $5 a month. And you can give the one-time donation. Variety is, of course, the 501c3 organization, too, so you can use the write-off on your taxes as well. Coming up here, we are going to hear another story from a Variety kid and his mom. We're going to hear Axton's story from his mom, Sherry, coming up on the Radiothon.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
The Variety Kids Radiothon continues here in KC-102.1, and I love to see down in the conference room where Deb is slowly penciling in the thermometer as we get to climb the mountain of the goal that we're looking for today.
Yes, we have a little donation thermometer, and at the top it says 50,000, and she's adding in everyone who is texting in, or not texting, but going to the website and donating, givetokidskc.org. I love that they're rolling in so early. She even mentioned, she's like, last year, I know people weren't up and running this early donating, but this year, right off the bat, people have been going and giving. Thank you.
Yes, we certainly love that you're helping us out. GiveToKidsKC.org is the website. It is mobilized. It is optimized for mobile. That's kind of hard to say. I can't say that like feel it still. Feel it still. It's like one of those hard things to say. Optimized for mobile, so you could do it right on your phone. I just donated. Literally, it took me maybe 30 seconds.
Yeah, super easy.
I think
easy.
Getting my credit card number was the hardest part
in
the whole thing. So that was it.
And getting your credit card to process it.
To actually work. Yes. Yeah, that was a different story. But and we've been talking about the stories today, and you wonder, well, what is Variety all about, and what is this community, and what is this family of people in Variety all about? And we have asked this year that some of the Variety parents and moms come in and tell their kids stories. And to tell the stories about some of these Variety kids, they're celebrities in our eyes.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they're names that you recognize.
Lottie, I love her. Oh. Sweet Parker, all these kids that are strolling through all day today.
And when you hear, you know, Olivia and Delaney is going to be here later on. I mean, these really are the kids. We look back on them as the real stars. And now let's hear Axton's story as told by his mom, Sherry.
Hi, I'm Sherry Meyer Sotek. My wife's name is Rachel. Axton is 3.5. When Axton was 6 months old, he aspirated and has an anoxic brain injury from that incident. He's also been diagnosed with cortical vision impairment and epilepsy. I guess I would like people to know he may have differences. He's still just like everyone else. And we want for him the same thing that any parent wants for their children, and that's to belong and to have friends and be loved. And yeah, sure, things are harder sometimes, but we don't ever let that stop us. We see something we want to do, we do it. Axton goes with us. We never say, oh, we can't do that because it would just be too hard. We just, that's not the type of parents we are. We feel it's important for other people to learn from him and see what an amazing little boy he is and how he can change people's perspective on things. Variety, we first found out about it kind of pretty soon after everything happened. I remember filling out the application because we were actually at Madonna Rehab Hospital and I was there on the computer filling everything out. He needed a stander and it's something the insurance didn't cover. So we filled out the application and then pretty soon after we got approved for the stander. So they bought Axton a stander. The situation that happened one day is we went to the park and it wasn't super busy, but I had both boys by myself, which is always kind of a challenge. So I always like put Axton in the swing first and then I let Adler run around. So I was getting Axton out of his chair and of course the little girl jumped in the swing as I'm picking him up and I had to say, oh, do you mind if he swings here? You know, of course she got out. And then I kind of just go between the two boys and I watch people. I'm also a special education teacher, so I'm pretty involved with, you know, kids with special needs for a really long time. And so I just watch a lot of people's children kind of look at Axton or look at his wheelchair and they would, you know, try to ask their mom questions and be like, why is he in a wheelchair or why can't he walk? And I think a lot of times people don't really know what to say in that situation. So a lot of times moms just kind of avoid it. You know, they'll, oh, let's just come over here, you know. Where as a parent of Axton, you know, I'd rather they come up and ask questions. You know, why is he in a wheelchair? Why can't he walk? Or why can't he talk? Or why doesn't he talk? You know, I'd rather kids be educated because I feel like they're going to accept him more if they get to know, you know, and kids are curious. And I think parents feel like, you know, maybe parents are going to be like offended or not really sure how to respond. But I think parents want to educate. Parents want to educate other families on what to do and how to ask questions. And it's okay to ask questions. And I mean, just come up and say hi. That's the biggest thing. Variety has made a really big difference in our family because sometimes it's just that first opportunity to go to a Variety event and play mini golf, you know, in that environment. But then you think, oh, that went really well. Now we can go play mini golf anytime. And, you know, unfortunately, equipment is really expensive and people can't just afford to pay for that equipment. So Variety, you know, is a really big help in supplying that equipment that is so necessary for our kids to become more independent and to be included in all kinds of environments.
We hear so often throughout so many of these stories that mobility and freedom is everything to these kids, and that is really what Variety is giving to them. They're letting them to break out, really, of the, if you think about it, the jail that could be home. But when you don't have a way to get out and to get into a car and to get to the park easily, it really is like you're trapped inside your house.
And I don't know why, but hearing that story specifically reminded me of what a family Kansas City is. And I just feel this connection, and I don't know that woman. I didn't get to meet her yet. And I feel like she's just part of my family.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking care of our own kids and our own families here in Kansas City today, giving gifts like wheelchairs, van lifts, adaptive bicycles, adaptive strollers. Make your donation today. GiveToKidsKC.org. Help these Kansas City area families.
This is the big hometown, right? And for those of us who have been here all our lives, it's one thing. It is a crazy thing to have seen this city grow. And there's so many more of you than there used to be,
yeah.
Which is cool. But at the same time, we've still maintained that sense of community. I've learned something today so far, and that is what the common thread that they're all talking about is ask questions.
Yes.
Don't be afraid. Don't just look, but be okay in coming up and saying, well, what is your name? And this is a cool wheelchair. You know, yeah. How'd you get those wheels? You know, it can be as simple as that. And that's inclusivity. That is just including everybody.
It's Variety KC. GiveToKidsKC.org is the website.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
There we go, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are as Jen and Truda moves live down to the conference room. And we're going to do this here. We'll knock that down for just a second. All right, so here we go. It is 9:24 in Kansas City, Tuesday morning, the 17th of July. And Jen, We are live for Radiothon 2018. This is fantastic. We've got some kids down here. Deb is here, of course.
Yes.
And the excitement is mounting.
And we just did a Facebook Live video, so you may want to check that out. We just gave Amir his cool adaptive bike and a helmet, and it was a super fun video to see him open up that helmet. So you can check out that video on the KC1021 Facebook page.
Okay, so we've got a buddy of ours as well, and he was a friend of ours last year, and he is back, James Arkell. And James, good to see you again here. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for letting me come in. This is a great event, and thanks for everything you guys do to help support and promote it.
Well, it's our pleasure. You were able to actually tell us a story about your son, right?
About how we came to be a part of the Variety family?
Yeah. Well, okay. Tell us who your son is and kind of a little bit of the story.
My son is Michael, and he's almost 4 years old, and he has an extremely rare genetic condition. There's only 12 people in the United States that have it, 12 children.
Wow.
And
wow.
So it's been a real challenge.
Yeah.
And as you can imagine, when you're in this kind of rare world, you just can't go to Toys R Us and buy toys. Yeah. These things aren't readily available. And so my wife told me about a program that wanted to award Michael a car. And I had a lot of doubts, to be honest. I didn't know what we were getting into. So, of course, I researched it. And the work that Variety does is so amazing. And we went out there and they presented Michael a Star Wars themed adaptive car. Like our, we have three other children and they all have these little cars they ride around the driveway. And Michael has his own now. And it brought us all to tears as not only, you know, because the biggest part about this is the family being involved. Yeah. You know, we don't want to have to separate Michael from the rest of the family. So, the joy in our other kids, not just Michael's face, because Michael, we have a video of him just zooming down the road in his little Star Wars car, but the joy in my other kids' face knowing that they can play with their little brother because that's their favorite thing to do and have him be a part of it. So we couldn't get out of there without finding out more from Deb. And since then, we've been lucky enough to, through our family's hockey team, bring adaptive hockey. We've gotten to do a number of amazing things. And this bike program is so cool, and just seeing the joy on his, look at this guy. He's got
Amir is loving this.
Elmo and the troll dolls are utilized. They should have helmets on, buddy. But we do a lot of things with different charities in town, and they're all amazing. But what I really love about Variety is every dollar you give goes directly to that kind of activity. It goes directly into hands-on stuff you can see and touch, where a kid is smiling because he gets to do something he wouldn't otherwise get to do.
Absolutely. And it stays in Kansas City as well, which is the other great thing too, is that there are kids right here in the hometown in our neighborhoods who are benefiting from this.
Well, and what's really amazing is because of Deb and Variety and all the hard work that, I mean, this, I don't know when Deb sleeps. She said she got up at 3 a.m., but I don't know if she ever went to sleep. But Kansas City, and most people don't know this, is really becoming this hub for inclusive buildings, inclusive parks, inclusive activity, and we're having a lot of firsts here in the country, and it's a pleasure and an honor to get to work on some of this stuff. But Deb's out there beating doors down literally to make sure that we get the airport, to make sure that we get the signs, to make sure that we got the zoo, to make sure that we're building parks all over Kansas City. And you know, this is a neat deal. This is really cool. It's I was always proud to be from Kansas City. Kansas City is an amazing place to live, but the work that they're doing here, other parts of the country are coming to watch it. They're coming to see it. I mean, it's really cool.
GiveToKidsKC.org is the website you can go to. Really simple. Like you said, it takes 30 seconds to go online and make a donation. You could do a monthly donation. You want to donate $5 a month, you can do that. You want to do a one-time donation, super helpful as well.
All right, James, so through your work with Loretto Properties and, of course, the Mavericks, you are here for a very special reason. You're going to help give us something today. What is that going to be?
On behalf of the Mavericks and Loretto Foundation, we are honored to be able to present $2,500 for a bike to help get us there. So
that's awesome.
Wow. That's huge.
Deb, notch that thermometer up a little bit
more. Yeah, come on. Go on the thermometer, Deb.
Let's do it. James, that is awesome. Thank you so much on our behalf and, you know, as we speak for these kids and these families. What you've done, that is just great. That's going to make a kid's life, literally.
Wow.
Unbelievable. James Arkell, everybody, thank you so much, James.
Thanks for letting me be here.
Anytime. Fantastic stuff as the Radiothon continues. givetokidskc.org, and we will continue back here live from the conference room right after this.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
And here we go, Jim, with another radiothon live from our conference room this time.
And thank you to everyone not only who's donating at givetokidskc.org, but all the people who are sharing our posts and retweeting and just spreading the word all around Kansas City about the radiothon.
Yeah, it's great. Your social is certainly helping us out. Givetokidskc.org is the website, by the way. We've had an upsurge in people who have been donating. The thermometer is looking good so far, and it's only, I mean, it's still before 10 o'clock, which is fantastic.
Did you see an anonymous donation of $700?
Whoa,
That's huge. Thank you.
What does that look like? What does three figures look like? That's amazing.
Jody, thank you for your $100 donation. We appreciate that, too. Tyler Morgan Insurance, $150. Thank you.
All right. So all day long, we have been doing this. We have talked to a lot of parents and families of our special variety kids, our superstars, as we call them. And every hour, we are sharing a story with you about what it really is like for a family to live with special needs and what it takes for variety to help them out and what it is like being part of this great big variety family. And now let's take a listen together to another great story. This is Kelvon's story as told to us by his mom, Candida.
My name is Candida Crawford. I am the proud parent of a special little human being named Kelvon Lewis. Kelvon was born to me with a varying degrees of special needs. His profound disabilities really left me stumped and didn't know what to do. I had to reach out to God and pray. God, what do I do? Do I leave him here in the hospital as they're suggesting? I'm not going to be able to take care of him. He's only going to live to be 2 weeks old. God, what do I do? At that moment, God spoke to me and let me know, you take him home and love him, and I have the rest. So 17 years later, here we are. I love Kelvon more than you can ever imagine. He has enriched my life so much and made me the person that I am. So I needed a kid like him to grow me up and to teach me this part of the human existence in this world. My son is going to be 18 here in 6 months. Kelvon is what we call a total care patient. He has a hearing impairment, a vision impairment. His brain injury left him significantly, profoundly disabled. Kelvon doesn't have the use of his verbal language, but he has the most beautiful bright eyes, and he talks with those eyes. If you spend any significant amount of time with Kelvon, you will know what he's saying, his likes, his dislikes, and he engages you with those beautiful eyes with the longest eyelashes in the world. He has to be suctioned. He has to be repositioned every couple of hours because he's getting bigger now. He's not a little kid anymore. And so we have to make sure we don't get sores and things like that. It is just an awesome experience, the things that I have learned. I have never, ever considered going into the nursing field or anything. But these things that Kelvon has taught me, the things that I had to learn to sustain his life, it just fell in place. So I call myself Mama's Little Nurse. I just learned about variety last year. My son was 16 years old when I learned about variety. And I feel like that's 16 years a little late, but guess what? I'm going to make sure the next family knows. I'm going to bring an awareness to my community about variety. We were in need of a specialized handicap accessible van. And we were trying to raise funds, trying to get money from different organizations. And one of the social workers at Children's Mercy said, have you heard about Variety, Casey? I said, no. She said, look them up and kind of find out, see if you want to fill out an application for them. I filled out an application, got a call back, and this wonderful woman, Deb, called me, and we just had the best conversation. And I'm in love. There's nothing that she couldn't ask me to do for Variety. Every time I get the opportunity, I'm saying, hey, because they give you funds to help with mobility, help with equipment that your kids, these things that we get for our kids, they're not trending. They're not things that, you know, hey, that's the it thing to have. These are necessities to make our children's life a little easier. And so for an organization to buy into that and say, hey, we want to help you, they got my vote. I'm always on board with them. So that's how they came into our lives, and they're going to always be in our lives.
Wow, and how about that. I mean, how moving can you get Kelvon's story and his mom, Candida? And she is one animated person. Let me tell you, when we were talking to her in studio, she is a ball of energy.
I love these variety families, and that's exactly what it is. It's turned into these separate families into one giant big Kansas City family. That's all we've
got. And we threw the white flag on the crying already, right?
Thank you, Shaylee.
Literally as soon as Candida started talking.
Shaylee's right here with the Kleenex, and I appreciate that greatly.
Guys, if that does not make you want to give right now, I don't know what does. Give to kidskc.org as the Radiothon continues. 2018 Variety Kids Radiothon right here on KC1021. Back after this.
This show with Jen and Truda
on KC1021.